degrees in Nashville with a heat advisory in effect until Sunday night. Good afternoon, I'm Daniel Potter. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Anthony Darrell Hines was executed by the state of Tennessee this morning at Riverbend Maximum Security Institution. He was pronounced dead at 10:43 a.m. Hines was sentenced to death 40 years ago for the March 1985 murder of Katherine Jean Jenkins in Kingston Springs. He fatally stabbed the woman at a motel where she worked as a maid. WPLN's Catherine Sweeney was among the media witnesses who provided official accounts of the lethal injection. She observed that in the minutes before his death, Hines' breathing pattern changed.
At 10:34, it was a very loud, startling groan, and then labored breathing sounds. It sounded like through a ventilator or something. There wasn't one, obviously, but it was a strange sound. And then there was panting. At the time, his face seemed very purple. It seemed like there was a bit of discoloration, and that continued through 10:39.
Hines' execution comes amid scrutiny of Tennessee's lethal injection protocol and less than 3 months after the failed execution of Tony Carruthers in May, when medical staff could not access a vein. Krista Pike is scheduled to be the state's next lethal injection next month and would be the first woman executed in the state in nearly 200 years. Tennessee officials are sending cease and desist letters to three offshore sports betting companies that are illegally accepting online wagers from the state's residents. Heritage Sports, Thunderpick, and Voltage Bet are all based in South and Central America and are not licensed by the Tennessee Sports Wagering Council. State officials say, at best, unlicensed sports betting operations do not offer the consumer protections required by Tennessee law. So, if they don't pay out winnings, there's no legal recourse. At worst, they may use predatory credit practices or sell your personal information and financial information to criminals. If you bet on sports, officials say to look out for these red flags: allowing bets from people under 21, extending credit, wagering with cryptocurrency, or offering casino games or chance-based wagers.